Cracklins.
Yeah, cracklins. What do you call a whole big piece of bacon like this?
Middlings.
Slab.
Slab.
Slab bacon or middlings. Yeah. On the farm, they always call it middlings. In a store, they call it slab.
Yeah. What do you use to season your vegetables with when you cook?
Bacon.
Bacon? What, is this the same kind of bacon you eat for breakfast, or?
Well,
no.
You see that, now the bacon, them slab bacon they have at the top of that, is heavy. It'll be that thick on a good size hog, but then the lower down it's not very heavy. Well, they usually use that heavy part to season the bacon and the oats.
Well, you ever hear that kind of meat called anything else besides bacon? Well, maybe it's not, maybe it's just the, you know, there's, if the meat is mostly fat with just a little bit of lean meat in it, what, did you ever hear that called any special kind? Streakaline or fat back or anything like that? Oh, I haven't found that around this area, but
yeah.
I have heard it in other places, the fatback.
Yeah, well, that's where it comes from, right up next to the fat.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't cut the, country people don't cut the hog down straight down the back. They have that back bone in there.
Yeah.
And take that out and cook it separate. Mm-hmm. Where a butcher slices right down through the middle and makes the pork chops out.
Pork chops, yeah. Well, what do you call the, especially if you've got a whole side of bacon and you slice it off, you'll probably get some skin around the
rind.
Mm-hmm. What do you call milk that's got, is soured and got thick?
Clamber.
And the kind of cheese that's made from,
Clamber cheese.
Yeah. You ever call it anything else?
Cottage cheese.
You ever hear any other term for it? I came across yesterday here in West Point the term smear cheese.
That's right.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Oh, around here?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
I just wondering if it was very common.
I think every family has a different way of saying
mm-hmm.
things.
What do you call well, suppose in a cobbler, well, no, do you ever make gingerbread and put some sort of stuff over it, sort of sweets?
Well, icing.
Icing, or if it doesn't harden, but it's sort of just pour it over, real thick, liquid, creamy stuff. What do you, have any?
Oh, sauce.
Sauce. Mm. And what do you call just a little bit of food eaten between meals?
We call it a snack.
Snack.
Yeah. If somebody says, what time did you eat supper, you would say,
we ate supper till 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or whatever.
Whenever
time
it was,
might be.
Yeah. And suppose a little boy has been running in and out of the house all afternoon getting something to eat. And finally, after about the fifth or sixth time, when he comes back in, his mother says, well, listen here, Johnny, how many times have...
What? You ate, you say.
Yeah. And then you pick up the coffee pot, you go put it on the stove and get everything fixed up, and somebody says, what are you doing? You say, I'm
making coffee. Some people say brewing coffee.
Yeah, that's the reason I asked the question, because I wanted to see which one you said.
Yeah.